Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today on this first Sunday of Christmas, we hear the events which transpired after the wise men visited the Christ child. While our gospel text for today describes what is known as the massacre of the holy innocents in Bethlehem, and then the subsequent flight of the holy family into Egypt, I would like us to stay focused on the wise men and their search for the Christ child. In order to help us to do this, I want to read for you a story entitled Babushka and the Three Kings that was written by Ruth Robbins. And her story is based on a Russian folktale. Long ago and far away, on a winter's evening, the wind blew hard and cold around a small hut. Inside the hut, Babushka was sweeping and scrubbing and feeding wood to the stove. The old woman took pride in the clean comfort of her meager home. The swirling snow drifted and deepened outside. Babushka's hut felt snug around her. Her warm stove was the center of a cold world. As day turned into night, a trumpet call sounded on the wind. A train of travelers was approaching. Leading the procession was a magnificent sleigh drawn by three white horses. In the sleigh rode three men, splendid figures wearing jeweled crowns and cloaks of crimson and ermine. Men on horseback followed the sleigh, and behind them trudged men on foot. The procession stopped at the door of Babushka's hut. Babushka heard a knock. When she lifted the latch, the three strangers stood in the doorway. The poor woman looked in wonder at their elegant dress, their frosted beards, their kind eyes. What manner of men were these? In answer to her thoughts, one of the three smiled and said, "We have been following a bright star to a place where a babe is born. Now we have lost our way in the snow. Come with us, Babushka. Help us to find the child, to offer him gifts and to rejoice in his birth." Babushka shivered in the cold. She hugged a shawl tightly around her thin shoulders. "Good sirs, come in and warm yourselves by the stove. I've not yet finished my day's work, and I shudder to go out on such a cruel night. Morning is wiser than evening. Rest here this night, and I will go with you in the dawn." "There is no time to linger, Babushka," answered the strangers. "If you cannot come with us now, we must continue our journey." They turned and disappeared into the storm. Babushka went back to her sweeping and scrubbing. Her work finished, she sat down to a lonely supper close by the stove. The warmth of the fire reached into her heart. She felt a sudden tenderness and joy for the newborn child. "What grand gentlemen, those three. They did seem like kings," she said aloud. "It is no ordinary babe they seek. Yes, I must go and follow them." To find the new babe to offer him her gift was now her one yearning. This thought burned in her mind like a candle in the dark. Babushka awoke before dawn and made ready for her journey. Into her sack, she carefully placed a few poor but precious gifts. As the new day began, she stepped out onto the quiet snow. The old woman hunted for the path made by the travelers, but the snow had covered their way. Stopping one person, then another, and still another, she asked, "In which direction did the three kings go, they who were seeking the child?" Neither old nor young could tell her. Babushka stood watching the children at play in the new snow, the dogs yelping and dancing around her. But she must not delay. She must push her way ahead. From village to village, from door to door, she went asking, "Have you seen the child?" Always she received the same answer. No one had seen him. Never stopping, Babushka wandered on searching for the child, but never finding him. And it is said that every year, at the season when the birth of the child was first heralded, Babushka renews her search across that land with new hope. And it is said that every year, little children await the coming of Babushka. They find joy in the poor but precious gifts she leaves behind her in the silent night. While we may be tempted to say that Babushka was foolish for not immediately joining the wise men on their search for the Christ child, I think a lot of us can resonate with the reasons why she did not. The fact is, the old lady was too distracted by the day-to-day concerns of her life to look for the Christ child. Recall with me from the story the reasons why she was too busy and so was not able to go along with the wise men on their search for the child. She said that she wasn't finished with her daily chores yet. It was nighttime and bitterly cold, kind of like this morning. And she thought it better to wait until morning when the storm would be done and the sun would be shining than to head out right away at night. Now, we might be tempted to say that she made a foolish choice, that she should have gone immediately with the wise men and joined them in their journey to find the Christ child. And yet, how many of us might have thought or said the very same things if the wise men had come to our door? Oh, I'm sorry, serfs, but I've got homework to do. I have emails to catch up on. I have a project I'm behind on for work that I need to finish up. It's only going to be 2 above today, and so it's too cold to go searching this morning. Maybe when it warms up, maybe when I get caught up on my work, maybe when I'm retired and have more time, then I can search for the Christ child. Yes, I think that perhaps a few of those thoughts would have arisen within us if we had been in Babushka's place that night. Sadly, though, Babushka missed her chance to go and see the Christ child. And thereafter, every year she went from village to village bringing gifts for children, and yet she never got to meet Christ in person. How very sad and unfortunate and avoidable. What we can learn from the story of Babushka and the three kings is to be on the lookout for Christ in our lives. As followers of Jesus, we are to be on the lookout for signs of Jesus' presence in our world. The wise men paid their visit to Christ 2,000 years ago. Matthew's gospel makes that point very clear. They followed the star which led them to Bethlehem, where they presented Jesus with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And yet Matthew's gospel also tells us that Jesus promised to be with us always. In fact, the very last words of Matthew's gospel has Jesus assuring his disciples and encouraging them before they head out to preach the good news and make disciples of all nations. Jesus' last words in Matthew are recorded as saying, "And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Always, in good times and in bad, in our daily searches for Christ around us, Jesus promises to be with us always. And so Christ is still with us in our world today. And so we have a job. We are to be on the lookout for Jesus. And I think we can look for Christ in our youth, in our neighbor, in our families and friends, in the needy we help, in the people we work with, and in the elderly we care for. We can be on the lookout for Christ's presence in those around us. During this Christmas season, like the babushka, we too may continue our search for the Lord. And when we find him, we may offer the Lord our gifts and rejoice in his birth. Amen.